The Government Accountability Board estimates that 28% of the Wisconsin residents who are old enough to vote will go to the polls. That would just slightly edge the old record of 27.9% set in 1964. The most recent comparable primary was in 2002, when more than 22% got out to vote. Board Director Kevin Kennedy says all the open seats are driving the prediction. They've set up multi-candidate primaries in a number of state assembly races, big primaries for both parties in the race for lieutenant governor, and a hotly contested Republican gubernatorial primary.
Now that translates to a lot of voters. Normally we don't break a million voters in the primary. You know, we've been right up around 900,000 a couple of times, but we've got more people in the state, and given what we think will be the interest in this primary election, we expect 1.2 million voters, which is 28% of our voting age population.
Kennedy says predictions like these are part art, part science. The science looks at factors like the sheer number of open seats and the fact that two of the major candidates for governor are from the state's most populous county.
And that's where the art comes in, as opposed to comparing past elections and seeing which ones are comparable and what were the factors in those elections. You also have to put your finger to the wind and say, what's the pulse of the public here?
Kennedy says it's the board's sense that the public is very motivated about government right now. Wisconsin law doesn't require voters to declare a party to vote in a primary, but the primary is closed, meaning a person can only vote for candidates from one party or the other, but not both. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.